This is Radio Rookies.
I'm Marianne McCune. You're listening to Growing Up, Getting By, WNYC's Radio Rookies on making it through their teens.
All right. So it's Halloween of 2004.
That's Radio Rookie Jesus Gonzalez.
I was meeting up with friends that night.
For Jesus, it's one of those nights when you're young that almost sends your life in an entirely different direction. This is a story about the most basic kind of survival. But let me give you a little background. Jesus lives in Bushwick, Brooklyn, a neighborhood that's full of life, but also has a violent side.
Everybody got a gun in Bushwick, yo. Everybody.
That's an interview from Jesus' first radio story 9 years ago about how easy it was for kids in his neighborhood to buy guns. He was only 15.
You know a couple of people that sell guns?
I sell guns.
You sell guns?
Yeah, I sell guns. I sell a lot of guns.
Now, as a teenager, Jesus could easily have let his life get swallowed up by that world. But instead, he kept finding ways to escape. Like on that Halloween night he was telling us about. Jesus is in his 20s now, but he still has a vivid memory of it. So we stuck him in a studio and got him to take us back.
I wind up bumping into a friend. And I really didn't know his personal business and what he does in the street. What I did know is that he was cool with me, right?
They stop by a house where a bunch of people are drinking and watching basketball. And within a few minutes, Jesus sees his friend arguing with this guy who's known for acting crazy. Jesus calls him P-Mac.
So what happened next?
I hear P-Mac talking about getting a banger. And a banger means a knife or a gun. And he starts, like, scrambling around the room, and that's when I started walking down the steps.
But now P-Mac starts coming after Jesus.
I told him to fall back. It ain't got nothing to do with me. That's your personal business, and step out my face. Then I seen that he had his hand in his pocket, and he pulls out a knife, like he was aiming for my face. And luckily, at the time, I was very much into boxing, that when he swung the knife, I weaved, like, towards my left, and it caught my left shoulder. And it cut my clothing.
Jesus has the good sense to run away. But as soon as he gets to where his friends and some cousins are hanging out, they want to go right back. They want revenge.
One of them, he was 22 and a police officer. He was just like, yo, let's go back.
And part of you wants to do that.
Yeah. I really feel like getting back at him because I knew that he went right back upstairs and stood there and probably laughed at it at the fact that I ran. Things were happening so quick, oh so quick, and weapons were being drawn, and some people were drunk, and the cars were being started, and people calling me pussy. Like, how you gonna back down? There's 13, 16 people. You know where he's at. You know, like, you can just go right now, and you can get away with it. You know, like, you got a police officer with you, you know? It's like, it's crazy. It was just like the hood was knocking at my door. I was telling him, I need to breathe real quick. Like, I need to breathe. Let me breathe real quick. I remember just sitting in the corner on a little recliner in a living room where we all met up at. And I had a choice to make. I was a senior in high school. I was ready to graduate. I do community work. I can't get wrapped up into this. Like, nobody, you know what I mean? Nobody f***s with Jesus, man. You know what I mean? Like, nobody does that to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just doesn't happen to me. I was already at a point where Bushwick, Brooklyn was not my world. You know what I'm saying? There was more to look forward to.
Jesus tells his friends to hold back, at least for a few days. And as those days pass, the rest of his life, the part that has a lot of promise, comes back into focus, and he just drops it.
I let it go. With him, he was willing to stab me up, and it seems like he had a lot less to look forward to. Because if you're willing to stab somebody, if you're willing to do that, it's because you're willing to throw your life away, you know what I'm saying? Like, that means he had nothing to live for. And I seen bigger and better things for me.
There's one more chapter to this story. A few months after Jesus came face to face with P-Mac, he got a rare opportunity to look back on the decision he made and see how his life might have been different if he'd chosen revenge.
I was at a college meeting and I was filling out a college application. And a friend of mine, Sarah, she walks in the room. And she looks kind of sad and she says she just came back from a funeral. And I said, yo, whose funeral you came back from? She says a name that I didn't recognize. When I looked at the picture, it was P-Mac. It was the one that tried to cut me. He got shot in the head 3 times. I had my college application in one hand. I held the obituary on the other hand, and I felt kind of cold. He was my age. It could have been any one of us, you know what I'm saying? It could have been any one of us. I kind of looked up and I thank God that I wasn't involved or got wrapped into that situation, and I just let it go.
Jesus Gonzalez is finishing college at Hofstra University on Long Island. You can hear that first story he did about guns in Bushwick at RadioRookies.org.